We began Lent again very quickly. This is the third day, and we listened to our gospel and our first reading about fasting. And they're asking, you know, Jesus, you know, why is John the Baptist's disciples fasting right now when you and your disciples are feasting? And he's very clear that, well, and he just said, like, as a wedding. Are you going to fast on a wedding? Well, I'm the bridegroom right now. Soon, they will take the bridegroom. For us, it's pretty cool if you look at our whole year of our calendar, our liturgical calendar, how we have different seasons, right? We are just in ordinary time, you know, kind of the day-to-day part of the season. And right before that, we had Christmas, which was a time to feast. Before that, we had Advent. And again, a time of fasting. It's kind of that, those seasons that we receive to continue to remember what the story is and the gifts that God has given us so we can offer back to Him. We know all Lent goes through. It's a time of fasting. It's time to pray, a time to give away, time to give just gifts to other people. I also loved how in the first reading, you know, we heard about the same thing about fasting and what God had told in Isaiah as a prophet, you know, 700 years before Jesus, which is like 2,700 years before us today at St. Mary's in Fort Francis on the southern border, by the way, of where we are, that, you know, God was talking to say, what are you really fasting about? And they were doing it on the ways they wanted to fast, the Israelites. You know, shout out, do not hold back. Lift up your voice like a trumpet. Announce to my people their rebellion, to the house of Jacob their sins. If you keep going, why do we fast, but you do not see? Why humble ourselves, but you do not notice? And then God says, okay, here's what real fasting is. You know, what we're doing today, yeah, some human fasting. Yeah, today we can't have meat. But what are the other things that we need to fast? Is such the fast that I choose a day to humble oneself? Is it to bow down the head like a bulrush? To lie in sackcloth and ashes? Is not this the fast that I choose? To lose the bonds of injustice? To undo the thongs of the yoke? To let the oppressed go free? And to break every yoke? Is it not to share your bread with the hungry and bring the homeless poor into your house? When you see the naked, to cover them and not to hide yourself from your own kin. Let's look at these readings today in our heart in Lent to think about what is God calling us to really fast. Not just what we want, not just what our ego wants, but what God wants.